What's the path forward after the U.S. loses its dispute with Canada on dairy? I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. The U.S. has lost its challenge against Canadian dairy trade practices as part of the USMCA, but there may be more ahead. Our Sabrina Halverson reports.
U.S. dairy organizations, along with elected officials and ag leaders, are expressing disappointment over Friday's decision by the USMCA dispute panel in a challenge against Canada's dairy trade quotas. The U.S. charged that the quotas don't line up with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Last year, a USMCA panel ruled with the U.S. However, Executive Vice President for Policy Development and Strategy for the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Jaime Castaneda, says that case did not solve the problem.
The problem was that the first case didn't go far enough to basically argue that Canada had to actually truly open their market and allow for a number of different players in Canada to be able to actually import, like retailers, food distributors, restaurants, pizza chains, and so on.
He says those users should have automatically been included, but since they were not specifically named, Canada excluded them, and that's what the U.S. challenged this year. Castaneda says despite this year's decision going to Canada, there may be other steps the U.S. can take.
Well, there is a number of different options, and I would say that I'm not in the position right now, because it would be something that will require a lot of conversations with the U.S. government and lawyers and so on, so, and members of Congress to determine what the next steps are. But I can assure you that as soon as actually we know something, we can share with you and your audience. But we're going to be talking closely with the government.
I'm Sabrina Halverson.
All right, Sabrina, thanks. More on this now. Speaking of conversations with the U.S. government, there's at least one senator who is calling for the U.S. to retaliate against Canada following the USMCA dispute panel decision.
This decision is a huge loss for American farmers.
That's Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, who says that opening Canada's restrictive dairy market to more U.S. products was a key reason for negotiating USMCA.
And I think we had 89 senators vote for the USMCA, and it was because of its potential to expand dairy market access to Canada. And it's disappointing the Biden administration could not do more during the dispute panel to show how these quotas harm our farmers and in violation of the USMCA.
But now that the U.S. has lost its fight over Canada's tariff rate quota system that unfairly favors Canadian producers, Grassley was asked if USMCA is worth the paper it's written on.
Yes, but it depends on whether the administration is willing to take counteraction against some product coming from Canada to show our dislike for it, and I don't know if they're willing to do that.
At the American Farm Bureau, Senior Director of Government Affairs Dave Salmonson is not ready to give up on USMCA.
The plus side is we have continued mostly tariff-free trade, and that trade continues on a daily basis. So that's the big plus. But along with trade, you get trade problems, and we've got this problem with dairy.
Salmonson adds that USMCA has a built-in review mechanism that calls for a refresh in 2026, when he expects the U.S. dairy industry to again raise the Canadian quota issue. Meanwhile, there's another issue for a USMCA dispute panel to consider between the U.S. and Mexico. They could rule late next year on the U.S. case against Mexico's decree against GMO yellow corn, which Salmonson says was put off while Mexico looks for alternatives. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.